Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, we're joined with Miami's offensive line coach and assistant head coach, Alex Mirabal. And coach, welcome home. Welcome back to South Florida, and welcome to the University of Miami. Your thoughts on being right here, right now?
You know what? Thank you. And my thoughts are, like I said before, you know, you pinch yourself coming into work every day, and I pinch myself on the drive home. And you know, you got something to look forward to every day when you wake up. You know, something that you're part of the University of Miami, something that you only ever would have dreamt about. You know, and now you're here, and you're. You're behind the walls, you know, you're behind the doors, and it's something that that I treasure, and I'm a blessed and humbled about the opportunity.
Coach, you've been at Oregon, you were at Marshall, you've started as a high school football coach, which I think is an outstanding foundation, but a lot of talk, especially this time of year, is recruiting. What are some of the great values that Miami has to offer future Hurricanes?
Well, I think it's the culture and the process that Coach Cristobal has been under that is of championship caliber. And so he's got the insight into that, right? Having done it at the University of Miami when they won the championships back then, and he was a part of that. Starting up the program with Coach Schiano at Rutgers, going down and bringing a championship, conference championships to FIU, mm-hmm. going to Alabama and bringing them national championships and going and bringing conference championships to Oregon. So just being a part of that, you know, is tremendous. So that's what we're trying to do right now.
You talked about something. I had watched something, and you talk about the importance of physicality. Yeah. Explain the definition of physicality for an offensive line.
Well, I think the best definition is the old offensive line coach for Notre Dame back in the days, Joe Moore, said, you know, it's physicality and blocking is taking a man from point A to point B against his will. So that's what we're shooting for. You know, so that's to me what physicality is to impose your will on another man, you know, and so that's what, from a technique, from a fundamental standpoint, that's what you're trying to achieve, that's what you're trying to accomplish.
And when you're out recruiting and you're looking for the next generation of Hurricane offensive linemen, what are some of the parameters or the intangibles that you look for?
Toughness, physicality, the athleticism, you know, just showing up every day. You said intangible, so I shouldn't have said, but the toughness and the physicality, you know, and to me, toughness is just, does he punch the clock every day? Because we're never always going to feel great, right? I mean, that's not going to happen. And so it's just, are you willing to get up and go when you don't feel that way? You know what I'm saying? So that to me is a huge trait.
Coach, this position group, yeah. You can have limitations, but if you're willing to outwork everybody, you'll eventually get to your destination. Does that make sense?
There's no doubt about that, you know, and especially when you're willing to do it with those other guys around you. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a motto, you know, five men, one mind, those five guys acting as one mind. So it's just a willingness to do it, just being a grunt, being a grinder, playing with pride, having a chip on your shoulder. Those are things that if you have those things and you have those things collectively as a group and you don't care who gets the credit, you're going to achieve what you want. You're going to achieve your goal.
You're a high school coach, and I just want to spend a little time on this, but the value that you took with you coaching high school and how it's helped you at FIU and at Marshall and at Oregon and now here, that foundational level of teaching, it gives you an advantage, in my opinion, over people who haven't had to coach high school.
Yeah, so Don, one of the things I think that is lost, a coach is a teacher. It's just this: what's your subject, right? Well, my subject happens to be offensive line play, right? I was an American history and a U.S. government teacher, and I loved every minute of it, right? And every time that I had to, if I was going to teach the three branches of government tomorrow on Thursday, right, I would have to plan on Wednesday. I'd have to do the lesson plan. Okay, how am I going to teach this? I'm going to teach this from the bottom up, right? From the bottom up to where we're at now. Well, it's the same way with a block. It's the same way with a technique, whether it's a double under, right? Whether it's the gallop technique, whether it's the window technique, the angle drive, whatever, right? You have to start somewhere. You can't just at the end of it, right? You got to let them understand these are the building blocks to this block, okay? Well, these are the building blocks to the foundations of the United States government. It's the same way. And so to me, I got the... When I taught, we taught six periods a day, mm-hmm. right? Well, I got to practice six times for what I was going to do on the field, you know? So when I went out to the field and at Columbus or whether it was at Braddock High School for 2 years, when I went out there, that was the seventh period of the day, right? That was the eighth period of the day, you know, whatever. And I had to have a lesson plan for that. Mm-hmm. You know, you just don't go out there and wing it. Right, I'll do a lesson plan for practice. All right, this is what we're gonna do period one, and it's gonna be we're gonna do this, and it's gonna be 5 minutes, and in the next 5 minutes we're gonna go to this, and we're gonna go to this. That to me is your lesson plan, you know. And what taught me how to do that was being a teacher, you know. We're gonna do a drill if at spring practice if we have 14 offensive linemen. Okay, how am I going to break them up? You know, are we going to go in pods of four? How are we going to break that up? You know, all that organizational stuff is a major part of coaching. I spend more energy and more time on how I'm going to run individual, you know, from a structural standpoint, because that creates efficiency, right? And I learned all those traits I learned was in the classroom. You know, and my head high school football coach, Dennis Lavelle, always told me, when don't let him take you out of the classroom. And he was a phenomenal football coach, but he was even a better math teacher. You know, and he never let them, when he became the head coach at Columbus High School, he never let them take him out of the classroom. He still taught his five classes a day and then went and coached his butt off, because he said when he was teaching his algebra, his geometry, all he was doing was getting more practice of being a good coach. You know, and I think a lot of times that gets lost. Now, I don't teach government and history anymore. I teach offensive line play, and the offensive line meeting room, that's my classroom, right? And then when I go outside on the practice field, whether it's in the indoor on those beautiful grass fields, that's my classroom, you know? But I just have to have it organized, right, you know? Don, you're in my classroom for American government. You're going to be in the third row, fourth seat, right? Well, when you're out here on the grass, this is going to be your spot right here, you know? And so I think it helped me tremendously, you know? And when I first started coaching, we didn't have all these spreadsheets and stuff like that. So I would have to create my own spreadsheet by taking out a legal pad and putting columns and stuff like that, you know? I was the guy, I was the low man on the totem pole, so I was the one who was issuing out the lockers, and here's your combination. So, and those are things that, to this day, help me when we're going to be playing against Florida State, you know. And I didn't know that at the time, because my goal was never to be a college football coach. My goal was just to be a teacher and a coach. That's what it was. That's what I wanted to do. And I had the greatest job in the world at Columbus High School. I had the greatest job in the world at Braddock. I had the greatest job in the world at FIU. Greatest job in the world at Marshall. Greatest job in the world in Oregon. And I got the greatest job in the world now, you know. And it's just I think that's what you and I were talking about it before. You know, you talked about a Walt Frazier, and I talk about a Dennis Lavelle. Those guys were great coaches because they were great teachers. Those guys could have been great science teachers. They could have been those two guys right there, legendary football coaches, would have been great basketball coaches because they were teachers and they're coaches, right? It just, the subject might change, but the methodology of it doesn't.
Coach, the last 2 years at Oregon, you had, or let's go back to 2021, you had two 300-yard days rushing the football, yeah. And you had seven 200-yard days. You averaged 24th in the nation, over 200 yards. Yeah. Tell me how you get it done. I love watching that happen. I mean,
and again, it's a mentality. Yeah. It's a mentality. It's a mindset. And it takes everybody. It takes the wide receivers, the tight ends, the running backs. But it's just a mentality. And it's, like I said before, it's five men, one mind. You know, those five guys, we're either going to be going in the right direction together or in the wrong direction together, but we're going together. And it's just imposing your will. It's imposing your will on the opponent. And, you know, quarterbacks want to throw the ball and wide receivers want to throw it around. But I'm telling you this, in every one of those games, those situations, when they start seeing that you're imposing your will, they're like, coach, the heck with it. Just hand that rock off. Let's roll. Because you could see them discouraging the opponent, you know. And it's just a mentality. We didn't go into any of those games thinking we were going to do that. It just happened. You know, last year up at the University of Washington, it's a monsoon. I mean, it's raining sideways, and we're down 10-0 before you know it, you know? And you can't throw the ball because you can't grip it.
Right.
And you have to run it. And you run for over 300. And you have a running back go over 200. That's like, in their house, that's awesome. That's awesome. But it's a mentality. And but I don't think you set out to do that on a game-to-game basis. I think it just kind of happens. And when it happens because everybody's all in. The coordinator that likes to throw the post, the wide receiver coach that loves to run the fades, they're saying, heck with that. Let's roll, boys. You know, so when I say it takes everybody, it does take everybody, you know. And but it's been blessed to be doing that. Coach Cristobal and I, when we were together at FIU, I forgot what year it is. It was the year that we won the championship. We went up to Troy, mm-hmm. And Troy was salty at that time. They were salty as heck. And we ran for 485 against a great defense. But we just – I really do believe that people nowadays aren't committed to running the football. They're not committed to running the football. They're committed to everything else but running the football. And I think if you're committed to running the football, you're different. And – so that happens. You'll have situations like that.
I can't wait.
Hey, me too.
I can't wait.
Me too.
Coach, you've been given the compliment of one of the best recruiters in America. And that's a compliment. That's a big asset in your field. How do you think you came across as that? How do you think you've achieved that?
Well, first of all, and I know this is kind of – when you work for the best recruiter in America – he sets the standard,
right?
And he sets the standard by how he does it daily, you know. And I told you before we even started the conversation, I'm a runner, right? And to me, recruiting is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Mm-hmm. So it's just about getting up every day, tying your shoes on, and going out the front door and going to run, you know. And recruiting is like that. It's about getting up and sending those text messages. It's about getting up and getting them on FaceTime. It's about getting up and just communicating with them. But it's all people skills. That's all it is. It's just, you know, being able to drop your guard, you know, and talk to people. But the tone is set by our head football coach. It's about writing letters. You know, to me, with all the technology and stuff like that there is today, the greatest form of communication is still a handwritten note. Because that means that, hey, you know what? That joker took time. He took the time to do it. So I'm going to take the time to read it. As opposed to a text message that might stay there and that recruit might have 300 unread text messages because he's inundated with it, you know. But all of a sudden here he gets a different form of communication. So that kind of makes it different, you know. But it's really just the standard that is set by the head football coach. And then just be yourself, you know. Don't be somebody you're not. You know, I'm not going to say, hey, you know, I played in the NFL. I didn't. I'm 5'5". I'm not 6'5". So I didn't do that. Great. But I can teach you the stuff that you need to know to make yourself successful. So it's just being yourself.
Spring practice is going to be around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Right? What can this offensive line that's existing? There's some guys with a lot of experience and some guys with great talent here, yeah, too. What can they expect to be from their coach, Alex Mirabal? What's their new O-line coach going to be?
They better bring it. I'm going to have more energy than them every day.
And then the whole room, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to have more energy than them every day, and they got to try to match it. Yeah. They got to try to match it, and I'm by nature, I'm an intense human being, and I'm not going to apologize for it. It is what it is, they better match that, and they will. And they will. I've met most of them in person. Mm-hmm. Met a lot of them just through FaceTime because they're not here right now. Right, they're coming back. But they're a great group of kids that they're proud. They have pride and my job, my greatest satisfaction, is when I see one of our players, achieve what he wants to achieve. You know, when one of our players, I want to rewind more to see Zion celebrate when he flatbacks a guy and he's celebrating. Man, I love that. I love watching, Don, I love watching when they share in each other's success. You know, because to me, the most important thing for me as an offensive line coach is I really truly hope and pray that those guys become friends and brothers for the rest of their lives. If they don't, then I failed. And do I want to win championships? 100%, absolutely. But to me, it's more important. If I know that two of those guys are disconnected, I have an issue with that. Mm-hmm. And I fail. Because to me, your guys aren't rivals. You guys are brothers, right? And you're here to protect each other. Yeah, you're going to give each other a hard time. Yeah, sometimes you're going to fight, because that happens, because we're all brothers. But at the end of the day, you guys can mess with each other, but nobody else can. And I think that's important. I think sometimes, whether it's the O-line room, the D-line room, the linebacker room, sometimes guys consider themselves to be rivals, and that bothers me. Mm-hmm. You're competitors, but you're brothers. Right. And so to me, what I want is for Zion Nelson and John Campbell and Jakari Clark, I want those guys to be brothers for life. And if they're not, then I failed. Then I failed. And I know when I left FIU, when I left Marshall, when I left Oregon, that's what I left behind. And that's what I'm the most proud of. Everything else come and go. Rings get dusty. Trophies get dusty, you know. But those guys will have that. And those kids that played for me in high school, they have that. And I know they have that because we still all communicate that way, you know. And that's what I would take the most pride in. I hope that the University of Miami offensive linemen become brothers for the rest of their life. Like I know you are with the guys mm-hmm. that you played with. Mm-hmm. Like I know Joaquin Gonzalez is with the guys he played with. Mm-hmm. You know, that to me, when I see, and I use him as an example because Joaquin played for Coach Cristobal and he also played for me in high school. Mm-hmm. I use that as an example because I love seeing Joaquin with Bryant McKinney and Brett Romberg, and Joaquin telling me last year that, and I don't know Martin Bibla, but I know Martin Bibla spent time at his house. To me, and did they win a national championship? Yeah, that's awesome. But the most important thing is they won brothers for the rest of their lives. And to me, that means that offensive line coach at the time, I think it was Coach Keogh, mm-hmm. right?
It was.
He won, and he did his job as a coach. And that's what I take a lot of pride in.
Welcome home, Coach.
It's great to be home. I appreciate it. And go Canes.
Go Canes.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.